This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back on Monday, it was Boeing taking up the aerospace slot on this program. CEO Dennis Muilenburg and I had a chat. Today, it's Muilenburg's main and really his only competition in the global big commercial airliner market, Airbus, that is getting airtime. The company reports earnings tomorrow, and it is under pressure to address falling demand for its ginormous A380, the big double-decker one. Expectations are, actually, that the world's biggest passenger plane is going to be killed off. The thing only started flying commercially in 2007, a relative blink of an eye in the airliner world. So, from the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains why the 380 is on its last wings already.
The Airbus A380 is a beautiful feat of engineering, says John Horrocks at the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University. Its wingspan and length are twice that of the more typical A320 or Boeing 737 that you see at U.S. airports.
But like many, many things that are beautiful or to which our hearts get attached, the market moves in a different direction.
That market is the likes of British Airways, Lufthansa, and the largest customer by far, Dubai's Emirates. It operates over 100 of the super jumbos, but it's reviewing its order for 53 more. Bijan Vasir at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says although the 747 jumbo jet made bigger look better in the 70s and 80s, the trend is now towards smaller planes.
For airline, filling up 600 passengers is much more difficult than filling up, for example, Airbus A350 with about 300 passengers. Therefore, they take more risk.
Small planes like Boeing's new fuel-efficient 787 also give airlines more options on routes. Airbus didn't comment, but in a Marketplace interview earlier this week, Boeing's CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, said it just highlights the gamble plane builders have to take.
We can never make short-term motivated decisions. We really have to have this long-term strategic view, invest for the future, and it is a big stakes game.
Even if Airbus stops production, the A380 is so new in fleets, it will still be flying for a while. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
We've got the whole interview I did with Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg last week in Chicago on our Corner Office podcast.